You are now on air.
Morning audio date is 05.07.2024. Current time is 05:54 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York. That'd be the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside on this Tuesday morning. And this is the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee. And good Tuesday morning to you all listening to the Fireman Rich Audio Podcast Morning Coffee. I do have coffee in hand. This is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app. And I'm also over there on X at Fireman Rich on X, as well as at Fireman Rich on Truth Social, Blue Skies, and we are on the public Facebook of The Real Fireman Rich. You have to go. Someone took at Fireman Rich, so you got to use The Real Fireman Rich. Just Google that, and or else at Fireman Rich, and you'll see where I'm at. And we're getting our Tuesday morning started here with a good cup of coffee. And it's tasting very good. Mrs. made that. She preps it every night, as far as that goes. And we're starting with a hashtag positive start to the day, hashtag PSTTD here on doing the audio. Audio is fun. My audio, and I like doing the audio. I got my start doing all this type of broadcasting here with the audio and then branched out over on the live streaming apps there, as far as that goes. And today is a special day. I forgot to post that up. Let's go ahead and post that up over there on X. Where's my X thing? Here we go. I got a notification this morning that it's my X anniversary. I joined 15 years ago today. So share the big day with others on the X community. I'm going to do 15 years on X. Wow. That is something. Do you remember when you joined X? I do. It was Twitter. It was Twitter back then. Same thing, just a change of the shingle of the name outside the company headquarters. But it's been fun. So I just posted that up on X. And let's go ahead and back out the intro music here. So there's a big 15. 15 years. Wow, that's a long time. Been on... What is it? They just had an anniversary here. Lord of the Rings Online. I've been on that gaming platform 17 years. I love that game. That game is really fun. I used to play it all the time. I also posted over there on X and also on the other fine social media platforms that I post on. I posted yesterday a podcast, and I don't normally do this, but this was a great podcast, a fun podcast to listen. And that was the Hodges twins with their Hodge Twin Twins Pod podcast there yesterday, and they were interviewing two gentlemen, fresh and fit, and great. It's 2 hours. I listened to the whole 2 hours. It is just packed full of very interesting observations, and I posted up. They're both on Rumble. The twins, they do what I do. Well, I'm doing what they're doing. They're a little higher up on the hierarchy of podcasting there, the audio podcasting, that is, and live streaming. But they have a great perspective that I like to listen to. And they're over there on Rumble Studios. And I'm fully engaged in using Rumble Studios because you can broadcast to seven different platforms. I never really did the, and it's been 2 years since HAPS went down. That's a live streaming platform I used to do the multicasting on. I was Blab before that, or Periscope and then Blab. But Yeah, you could do some multicasting on HAPS, but not Periscope. And, Periscope, there was no, Blab, there was no multicasting. Though some people tried, and in Periscope, there wasn't. And HAPS came along, and you could broadcast to three different or four different platforms. And then that went away, and then we had the those third-party apps like Restream, StreamYard, Evox, and alike that you could broadcast. I think I used Restream, and you could only go to two. And then I was multicasting using on my PC here, the it would be the Prism Live Studio. I could broadcast at three, two, and then I can RTM. But on Rumble Studios, not that this is a commercial, no affiliation with Rumble. I love using the Rumble Studios. So it was pretty exciting to listen to the Hodge Twins with their podcast yesterday on the Rumble. And the link is up there on my X timeline. It's Twins Pod, episode 11, Fresh and Fit. It's about girls, women's, and beaches. Just keep it like that. But very interesting perspective, especially coming from, and I'm actually following Fresh and Fit. So if I'm talking about it, maybe you might want to listen to a little bit of it. It's pretty interesting stuff. And so it just encourages me more to do the audio podcast here on Spotify for Podcasters app, because there's a lot of great content out there just to listen to. And I'm getting reacquainted as far as using the Spotify platform on the PC to listen to it. And I usually plug in my Bluetooth, so I'm not tied to the computer desk. So if I want to go lay out on the couch and listen, I have the range where I can listen to the podcasts I'm listening to. So I've been listening to a lot more podcasts than normal. Not my own. My own's just want to be audio podcast. That's all it is. So there we go on the Twitter. But we're getting our day started here with a temperature of 47 degrees Fahrenheit, which equates to 8 degrees Celsius right now. It's been fairly decent. Yesterday it rained. We had a pretty decent rain. Oh, there's a robin outside the window bopping around. And today is mow the lawn day, so I'll be mowing the lawn later today. We're going to have a reprieve from the rain that we had yesterday, and it looks like it's going to be. Oh, we got suns across the board from 6 to 8 o'clock there, and abundant sunshine as it looks like, even on the graph there. High 78, winds light and variable. Sun will be rising this morning at 5:54, which it's already up. It's currently 6:02. The sun rose just as we were coming on online here to do the audio podcast at 5:54 a.m. And the sun will be setting later today at 8:12 p.m. And our world times and temperatures starting in Honolulu, Hawaii at 12:02 a.m., where they just clicked into Tuesday. It is clear skies with a little cloudiness, 73 degrees Fahrenheit. In Phoenix, Arizona, where it just clicked into 3:03 a.m., clear skies, 64 degrees Fahrenheit. In the Windy City of Chicago at 5:03 a.m., clear skies, a little cloudiness, 59 degrees Fahrenheit. Down there in the jungle, New York City, clear skies at 6:03 a.m., 62 degrees Fahrenheit. Going across the Atlantic Ocean, which is nicknamed the Pond. In Cork, Ireland, we got cloudy skies at 11:03 a.m., 55 degrees Fahrenheit. In Milan, Italy, where it's 12:03 p.m., mangia, lunchtime in Milan. Cloudy sky, 60 degrees Fahrenheit. And going all the way over to Malaysia into Kuala Lumpur, 6:03 p.m. It's raining and thunderstorms there in Kuala Lumpur, 81 degrees Fahrenheit. And Tokyo, Japan at 7:04 p.m. in their evening. cloudy skies, 68 degrees Fahrenheit, and down in the great continent of Melbourne, Australia, or the country of Australia, Melbourne at 8.04 p.m., mostly clear, some cloudiness, 52 degrees Fahrenheit, and over to the east of Melbourne, Sydney, Australia, 8.04 p.m., cloudy skies, 61 degrees Fahrenheit, and those are our world times and temperatures as I speak. And as, let's see, we do have a thought for the day. Our thought for the day comes from someone that's, we usually get a lot of quotes from him, and that's Albert Einstein, who was a German-born theoretical physicist who is widely held to be one of the greatest minds. I think he is the greatest mind. That's just for me, I guess, and most influential scientist of all times. What a mind. What a mind. And his quote and our thought for the day, the only source of knowledge is experience. So think about this one. You think, well, no, I can go to college and learn. No, real knowledge comes from experience. You can learn, but then you have to apply. And once you put those two together, you get the experience. So it's not just one. It's a whole bunch. Just the way I'm looking at my takeaway, the only source of knowledge is experience. And you can very easily gain that knowledge. It can be a frustrating way, is trial and error. I usually do that a lot, trial and error. And man, you learn a lot real quick. You learn how not to do it wrong until you do it right. But for a man of the intellect of Albert Einstein, the only source of knowledge is experience. Now, he's a theoretical physicist, so I think his experience is just going over and over his calculations, formulas, is where he comes to his conclusion. And then I'm sure there's a workflow in there somewhere on the process. When I say workflow, I mean process of coming to the conclusions and theories that he came up with. So knowledge is experience. And maybe he's looking at the knowledge or the experience of other things to gain that knowledge. So that's another thing. You can look at the experience of others maybe to gain some knowledge, garnish some knowledge. Not full knowledge, but an understanding. So I think that's a pretty good quote. Well, they're all good quotes, like I always say. The only source of knowledge is experience, from Albert Einstein. Our thought for the day and a quote from one of the greatest minds this earth has ever seen. Thank you, sir, and God bless and Godspeed. We do have the National Day today. We have what? National Tourism Day? If you're a tourist, you're on vacation, you already got your day there. So I'm going to throw that into the state's trash bin in the behind me. Let's see, National Foster Care Day. That's a good one. National Package Design Day. Okay, that's a quirky one. National Barrier Awareness Day, and that what that is the barriers that the people that use chairs because of they can't move around that well, or even if you're on crutches, entranceways to public facilities, they should have no barriers, and that includes if you just have steps, there should be an alternative way for people that do use those type of devices to get around, because they're fully functional. They just can't use their legs, or they need assistance with crutches, but they need a clear path into public facilities. So National Barrier Awareness Day. I'm always, for the most part here in the United States, every public entrance does have an alternate way for somebody that is a chair. I call them chair users, people that use chairs, because my kid brother was a chair user. He was paralyzed from the waist down a number of years ago. He's since passed, over a year ago. And but he was a chair user. He was a pretty big advocate of that. And that's how I became an advocate of it. And Let's see. Next one, National Roast Leg of Lamb. I don't know. That's I don't know. National Paste Up Day. Paste Up Day. Copy and paste? No, that's pasting up. Wow, they used to do the newspaper a long time ago. We're going to go with National Teacher Appreciation Day because teachers, they give us, they make us learn. They give us knowledge. They give us experience in the classrooms to gain knowledge, in a manner of speaking. So there's a tie in there. So we're going to go with hashtag Teacher Appreciation Day. National Teacher Appreciation Day is on the Tuesday during the first full week of May as a reminder to show appreciation for teachers everywhere. We are using this national day to say thank you to all teachers for their time and dedication to education, or educating our children. And for me, the one teacher that comes to mind in my past, and it's probably because we used to just call him Mr. Z. It was Mr. Zalinowski. He was a history teacher I had for my junior and senior year of high school, and very, very influential teacher. And if you saw the movie Teacher with Nick McNulty, I think that was Mr. Z. You know, when I first saw that movie, it's an old time movie, but that was a good movie. And schools are a little bit different than they are when I was many moons ago. But I'm remembering Mr. Z, my history teacher, from way back in my high school days. And I raised my coffee cup to, I don't think he's still alive, but he was a great teacher. I always remember him. I always loved his classes. I mean, we get into some good discussions. And I remember one time I got into a fight and I was 5 minutes late and my shirt was all torn up. So probably the one and only time I ever got in a fist fight and stuff, but it just came to a head. And we came to the conclusion, the person I was fighting, wait a minute, we're late for class. So we go running off to class. I come in 5 minutes later and I'm all scruffed up, torn shirt, a dirty face. And Mr. Z says, is everything all right, Rich? And I go, yes, Mr. Z, I'll just take my seat. He says, that sounds good. He didn't want to know. He just wanted to make sure everything was okay. And so I always remember that. So God bless you, Mr. Z, and Godspeed on National Teachers Appreciation Day. We do have a pretty good article here, very interesting article, because I am a cancer survivor. I'm surviving from prostate cancer that I had it's over 10 years ago now, 11, 12 years ago. I had the operation to remove my prostate that had cancer in it. So I'm always in tune with the word cancer as far as that goes. And this one, the title is Vitamin D Improves Immunity to Cancer and Reduces Tumor Growth in Mice, studies find. So they got this study that these vitamins, I tell you, 25... Oh no, I've been married 36, so it's probably back when I first went in the service. So we're talking about over 35, 40 years ago when I first entered the service. I used to take vitamins because I did a lot of running, but everybody say, no, they don't do nothing. No, the studies are coming out now, and it looks like vitamin D is a very important vitamin to have. Researchers have found that vitamin D improves immunity to cancer by encouraging the growth of a type of gut bacteria in lab mice. So that's the result of it. So could that correlate into humans? Giving a diet rich in vitamin D, they had better immune resistance to cancer and improved responses to treatment. The team found that vitamin D acts on cells in the intestine, which in turn increases the amount of good bacteria called Bacteroides frigoides. The microbe gave mice better immune to cancer as the transported tumor didn't grow as much. the team from Francis Cricket Institute, National Cancer Institute, National Institutes of Health, and Aalborg University in Denmark reported their findings in the Journal of Science. To test if bacteria alone could give better cancer immunity, mice were split into two groups. Usually it's always two groups. One received a normal diet, but with Bacterioles fragiles, which improved immunity response. The mice placed on vitamin D deficient diet were not able to resist tumor growth. What we've shown here comes as a surprise, says Catano Res, I can't pronounce the name, the head scientist of the laboratory at Cricket and senior author. Vitamin D can regulate the gut microbes to favor a type of bacteria which gives mice better immune to cancers. Previous studies have proposed a link between vitamin D deficiency and cancer risk in humans, although the evidence hasn't been conclusive, but Bacterioles fragiles is found in our human microbeams too. To investigate this, the researchers analyzed a data set of 1.5 million people in Denmark, which highlighted a link between lower vitamin D levels and higher risk of cancer. A separate analysis of cancer patients population also suggests that people with higher vitamin D level 2 were more likely to respond well to immune-based cancer treatments. This could one day be important for cancer treatment in humans. A key question we are currently trying to answer is how exactly vitamin D supports a good microbiome. If we can answer this, we might uncover new ways in which the microbiome influences the immune system, potentially offering exciting possibilities in preventing and treating cancer, said the former doctoral research at Crick. So far, they found that vitamin D helps get bacteria to elicit cancer immunity, improve the response to immunotherapy in mice. These findings contribute to the growing body of knowledge on the role of microbiomes to cancer immunity and the potential of dietary interventions to fine-tune the relationship from improved patient outcomes. And meanwhile, researchers in Japan believe vitamin D could be the key in preventing ovarian cancer after they found it stopped a key transformation in the process of this highly lethal cancer. It actively reverses a process by which ovarian cancer turns the host defense against them, suggesting it could be key as part of treatment plan for early stage diagnosis. We know that vitamin D deficiency can cause health problems. However, there wasn't enough evidence to link vitamin D levels to cancer risk. The early stage research in mice, coupled with the analysis of Danish population data, seeks to address the evident gap. And so a bit of sunlight can help our bodies make vitamin D, and most people can make enough vitamin D by spending short periods of time in the summer sun. But you don't want to spend too much because then you get skin cancer. I did have skin cancer up in my right temple that was removed, and which can be very harmful. We can also get vitamin D with our diet and supplements. So that's one of the vitamins I do take occasionally. I think after reading this, I'm going to probably take it a little bit more, the vitamin D supplement, because it is very important. I'm a strong vitamin C user. I've been using it ever since high school, but and vitamin E. So the vitamin D, it just seems like that's a third one that I'll probably be taking a lot more, because vitamin D, from what the studies are showing, it's not conclusive, but it's pointing in that direction. It improves the immunity to cancer and reduces tumor growth. But that's in mice. But they always use the mice, and then they scale it up in the studies there. So that's pretty interesting. Very interesting article as far as that goes. So it doesn't hurt to take an extra vitamin D tablet every other day. As far as National History Day, what happened on this day in history? In 1824, Beethoven's Ninth Symphony, one of the greatest masterpieces composed while he was completely deaf, premiered in Vienna, as far as that goes. And that's pretty interesting. A great musician, and he was deaf to create that. Let's see, in 1847, the American Medical Association, AMA, was founded in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And the concept of the integrated circuit back in 1952 on this day, based for all model computers, was first published by Jeffrey W.A. Dummer. So in 1952 was the integrated circuit. And let's see, 1999, John Paul II, one of my favorite popes, traveled to Romania to become the first pope to visit an Eastern Orthodox country since the Great Shimnaz in 1054. And Romania is just a hop from Italy, as far as that goes. Let's see, on this day also, May 7th, 1945, World War II ended, where Nazi Germany surrendered, and the world became a safer place. And on this day, 1889, John Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore opened its doors. That's a great medical institution there. And in 1915, a German U-boat torpedoed and sank the British liner RMS Lusitanian off the southern coast of Ireland, killing 1,198 people, including 128 Americans out of the nearly 2,000 on board. And that became a catalyst of the United States also going into World War I, along with some other things. Let's see, 1928, the minimum age for British women was lowered to vote from 30 to 21, the same age as men. And it was 1939, Germany and Italy announced a military political alliance known as the Rome-Berlin Axis, which was just started just before the start of World War II. And let's see, in 1975, President Gerald R. Ford, who I have met personally, formally declared an end of the Vietnam era. In Ho Chi Minh City, formerly Saigon, the Viet Cong celebrated the takeover and the winning of the war. It's a war that we history shows that we should have never, if we were doing what we should have been doing instead of being horses' asses, our politicians back then, we would have never had to fight. Well, we didn't have to fight to begin with. We shouldn't have. And we've had repeats of that as far as Afghanistan. And you could also say maybe Iraq. Did we really need to go into Iraq? I guess history's starting to show. As far as, I don't know. Let's see. This past weekend, we did have UFL football. I did go over the scores yesterday. I ended up going 2-2 on my picks. The Memphis Showboats, week 6. Okay. No, let's go back here. Week 6. The Birmingham Stallions beat the Memphis Showboats 39-21, increasing the Stallions' undefeated season so far, 6-0. The Roughnecks, this is Saturday, the Roughnecks, Houston Roughnecks, were lost to the St. Louis Battlehawks. That's the team I'm rooting for, 22-8. And then this past Sunday, on Cinco de Mayo Day. The Michigan Panthers won on a Jake Bates kick with 2 seconds to go. 55-yarder. He wins the game at the end. And a tough break for the Arlington Renegades. They're 0-6. That was a good ending of that game. And then the Baramas, San Antonio Baramas, lost to the D.C. Defenders, which was another good game as far as 18-12. Let's see. In NBA action last night, close game for the Knicks. I watched the end of this game. They beat the game one of the second round, conference semifinals. The Knicks beat the Indiana Pacers 121-117. And tonight, my Boston Celtics play game one against the Cleveland Cavaliers. So that'll be interesting. I'll be watching, keeping tabs on that, and see if they can get their first game. So we're in the second phase of the NBA playoffs. In baseball, the Yankees swept. Who did they sweep? They swept this past weekend the Detroit Tigers, but the New York Mets lost to the Rays. So, but let's see, tonight, or last night, the Mets, they won against the Baltimore Orioles. Or no, not the Baltimore. Who did they play? The Cardinals, I believe. Let's see. Yesterday. Here we go. Yeah, they won against, I watched a little bit of that game. They 4-3. The Yankees didn't play. They're playing today, I believe. Let me check the scoreboard. Yeah, they're hosting the Astros. I don't like the Astros. I can't say hate, but I don't care for the Astros. So I hope the Yankees whoop on them. And the New York Mets will be, they got a night off tonight? Yeah, okay. No, they're playing tonight. They're playing the Cardinals at 7:45 tonight in St. Louis. So there's our baseball, our basketball, and our football scores. So, and we're just a little past our 30-minute mark, and we're going to go ahead and that's what I like doing, the audio podcast Tuesday and Thursday, Rich, get that right. The audio podcast, we do the same format we do on the live stream. May throw in some extra stuff as far as, but it's the same format I've been using since the Blab days, or no, since the Haps days, and I would do my previous audio. It's back in the day when I didn't say I don't do a podcast, and then my good friend Ed Waters there, he's he does the podcast Dead America. Ed is where's Ed's card here? Ed Waters is he's out there in Oregon, and his podcast again is Dead America. He's the one that got me hooked on, okay, I guess I can use podcasts, but I'll put audio in front of it because I don't really consider myself a podcaster, but I guess I am by definition. So the audio podcasting and doing the audio goes back to my Audio Boo days, and then into Get Dialogue, where I met Ed online, and he's been a great online friend and knowledgeable about podcasting. So check him out on Dead America Podcast. I haven't given him a plug in a long time. He's been putting out the podcasts. I've been listening to some of them on my Fountain app that I like using. So, it's fun doing the audio podcast here, and I greatly appreciate the people that are, you all that are listening. It's greatly appreciated, and I want to say thank you. So we're going to go ahead and exit stage left here and get our day started as we wind down here on the podcast and see what the day brings. Definitely going to be mowing the lawn today, but it looks a little dark out there still. Oh, that's the fog. Okay, I'm looking at the distance on the distant hillsides there, and it does look a little foggy out there. All right, folks, this is Rich Roberts at Fireman Rich here on Spotify for Podcasters app, wishing you all well. Have a great Tuesday as we work towards the weekend. We'll be broadcasting tomorrow on Twitch, or on Rumble Studios, Twitch, and X Live, YouTube Live, Facebook, for the morning coffee live stream broadcast. So you have a great Tuesday, and Live life. Have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. Take care, folks.